All right, welcome back to Between the Lines. A pinning ceremony will be held this afternoon for three new Fond du Lac police officers and two officers who have received promotions. And Fond du Lac Police Chief Bill Lamb will join us on the final segment of the show. We'll also get reaction to disturbing news out at Lakeside Park, where police are investigating the theft and vandalism of Christmas decorations out of the park. The park's director called police yesterday to report that Christmas figurines were stolen and lights were ripped down throughout the park. It happened sometime over the holiday weekend. We'll talk with the police chief about that. Effective this week, Fond du Lac Solution Center's homeless program will be transitioning services to shelter homeless families out of their East 2nd Street location. This location is formerly the Bethany House, which has been sheltering single adult men for the past decade plus. And this transition is part of a larger movement as the Solution Center plans for the future. Joining us on this segment of the show, co-director of the Solution Center, Amy Loof, the St. Vincent de Paul Council President, Robert Hartsheim, and Ron Jacobson with the Fond du Lac Salvation Army. Good morning to all three of you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Pleasure having you on the show. Amy, start with you. You've been with the Solutions Center for a while as you were the case manager, weren't you, for the homeless shelter?
Yes, correct. Which is now formally going to be the single men shelter, which will be the family shelter now.
All right. And how did this change come about?
So in spring, when it flooded, when Fond du Lac flooded, the original family shelter that we had experienced extensive flooding and has been inoperable since then. So what we're finding over the winter months now and over about the past month is that we, as a community, need a place for families to go to be warm and safe with their children. The amount of homeless children that are being reported in the schools is starting to be prevalent, and we're noticing that more. So we decided, since the warming shelter was open and with conversations with Ron and St. Vincent de Paul, that the best solution would be to send the single men and women over to the warming shelter where they can obtain services and get connected to resources in the community. And we would house families so they have a warm place over the winter months.
All right. Bob, speaking on behalf of St. Vincent de Paul, what are your thoughts on this?
We've been talking, as Amy mentioned, since the spring, we're trying to work out a place for families, which increasingly all three of our agencies see homeless families and trying to address that need. So we will work with the Solution Center to provide additional funding for some of the additional expenses that will occur.
All right. Ron, your thoughts?
Well, there's been a gap in services that Amy has addressed with the families, homeless families. So this is just a wonderful way to address that gap and to continue the serving the homeless men and women of Fond du Lac through our warming shelter. The shelter has, we've never been at full capacity, so we do have the room to absorb the people from the Solution Center into our shelter.
All right. And Amy, and you mentioned this in the press release, this reduces duplication.
Correct. So I think as conversations are now happening and conversations will continue, I think in all of our agencies, we see such a huge duplication of services that we're trying to be better at that and decide which agency is really good at what and how we serve all homeless populations equitably.
How many homeless people are there in Fond du Lac? Do you have an estimate?
So I have an estimate of the people that we served at Solution Center, like from the beginning of the year to date, is 161 women and children, 119 single men, and one family.
And have those numbers been pretty steady, or have they been increasing?
So from January until now, slowly the numbers are starting to increase. So sometimes when we're going into a tough year, we'll see homeless numbers increase.
And I'm seeing the same trend in our warming shelter compared to years past. Our numbers this year are slightly higher than those in years past for this time of year. We're still expecting to see an increase over the holiday periods, where in the past that's been a traditional time of an increase in our population.
Let me ask you this. How many of these homeless people are working?
So most of the people, if I take for instance, when we had 14 single men in the shelter, 10 of them would be working, 4 of them would be actively looking for employment or waiting for on other services that they might be eligible for.
All right, Bob, what does that tell you, that most of these individuals who are homeless have jobs?
Well, we see a lot of families that one or the other of the couple are working, but they're not earning enough. And one small thing, a major car repair, and they have the choice of fixing the car or paying their rent on time. Sometimes the landlords are willing to work with them. Sometimes they're not. And it seems that it's one major event that they just can't get past that hurdle. So all three of our agencies then are trying to help them at that point, assuming they do something timely before it gets too far up the road, and Salvation Army Solutions Center or St. Vincent de Paul will help with rent or utilities, the basic necessities. But that trend seems to be increasing. Every week we get calls for homeless families.
These people don't want to be homeless. They don't want to be raising their kids without a permanent place to live. So what is the solution?
The solution, I think all three of us could agree on, is more affordable housing. Housing needs to be affordable for people to be able to pay their rent, feed their children, pay their utilities, buy them the necessities that they need. Wages play a factor in that. But when rent is anywhere between $700 and $900, and that's what you make a month, choices get made that maybe normally they wouldn't make, which in turn some causes them to get behind on their rent, and then they end up in shelter because they are now facing an eviction, which once they face that eviction, that is a huge barrier to obtaining any housing at that point.
So this is one of the strongest U.S. economies we've seen in decades, and yet there's this segment of the population that seems to be left behind.
Correct.
Yes, and that also the people that are left behind is because they're working, but they find a 30-hour-a-week part-time job, which, one, doesn't have any benefits, and two, is generally low-paying, so they aren't earning enough. And as Amy mentioned, the housing costs don't fit in their budget, and it seems the ones that are the worst off are the ones that are the working poor, because they are taking in money, which disqualifies them for some of the benefits that if they weren't working, they would get. And all three agencies run programs, not just as a warming shelter, but a program to try and get people on track and help them get a house and get a better job. I guess you would call those mentoring programs. We call ours Getting Ahead, but Salvation Army has a program. Amy runs a program similar to that in her shelter.
Yes, so all three agencies have prevention programs. I know at Solution Center we have eviction prevention. We do help people in the community that are facing an eviction or have a 5-day notice with a small portion of their rent. Usually they can come to all three of our agencies and get some assistance if they are a little behind, but it's really catching them when they're like a month behind, and we can help them, you know, get that month's worth of rent paid, and hopefully that will get them on their feet to continue moving forward. Most of the time, though, the problem is they're thousands of dollars behind, and which makes it very difficult then at that point to get them caught up.
Just want to get your reaction. I didn't catch all of the story, but in CBS News, and I was telling you this before we went on the air, there was a new report out that said 53% of the chronically homeless people in this country at some point in their lives have suffered a serious head injury at some point. What's your reaction to that?
I think I would agree that the number is pretty close probably to what we see, whether that is something they experienced, let's say when they were younger, if they were in a car crash and they got a traumatic brain injury, if they were maybe under the influence of alcohol and they got into a fight and they hit their head on the concrete, whatever situation that might be, I could see that being a pretty close number.
Right, and I think that would also lead into or be a factor for mental illness too, or just, you know, some type of depreciation in their mental capacity too, which we see quite a bit in the shelter, some type of schizophrenia or what have you.
What is the future of the previous family shelter on Sophia?
The previous family shelter on Sophia will be sold.
All right. And do you need donations at this time for the Solution Center?
We do. We always accept donations. There is a wish list that is attached that I had sent over to you, so maybe that could be posted somewhere.
We'll put this up on our website.
Clothing, toys, a lot of women and children stuff. We are going to keep the stuff that we have for men at the shelter. So what we try to do is put some clothing, winter clothing, toys. Monetary donations, obviously, are always accepted at all agencies. Stuff to kind of get the shelter going to have for women and children, since this is a bit of a change. St. Vincent de Paul is also helping us with toys and some of the necessities we need to get going. High chairs or anything like that would, because of safety reasons, they would have to be new and in the box for us to be able to accept them.
All right. Nearly 5,000 people in Wisconsin homeless, and Fond du Lac with a homeless population, and the people in the studio today helping serve that population. Amy Loof with the Solution Center, Bob Hartzheim, St. Vincent de Paul, Ron Jacobson, Salvation Army. Greatly appreciate all three of you stopping by.
Thank you for having us.